All right, good morning, girls. Good to see you showing up to your school assembly on time. I have a special announcement, okay? I am so proud of what this school has turned into. We're one of the rare all-girls schools in the state, and I'm just so proud to be principal of this school. But I'm about to be even more proud because our school is about to make some really big changes. And today's assembly is to teach and show you what those changes will be, okay? So we are still going to be classified as an all-girls school. However, I just enrolled a new student that is going to change our current school life. His name is James, and he's middle school age, just like all of you. He is 12, and let's go ahead and bring him out to the stage. Come on out, James, and girls, let's give him a round of applause. Mm-hmm.
There he is.
All right, here you go, James. You can have a seat right here beside me while we go over these new changes to our school, and I can see the confusion in your faces, and it's okay, girls. I'm going to explain everything. It'll all make sense, I promise. All right, so we spend a lot of time here at our all-girls school teaching you girls how to become and how to train your mind and body to become successful young ladies. We are shaping and molding you to become future leaders and functioning members of society when you all become adults. Well, here's the thing. I am always looking at our school, how we function. I'm looking at my body of students to see how I can better serve you all. And I came to a conclusion months ago that I cannot continue the way we have been functioning in this school like we have, because it's just simply not true. Okay, all of you are females. All of you are middle school age, highly impressionable, malleable, and I definitely can help mold you into the young woman that you will become. Now, things are about to switch a lot, okay? Because the world, our society, often lies to you, just like all the leaders, including me, at school have been lying to you all. Girls will never be leaders. Girls will never become anything really helpful to society except being pretty, breeding, and serving boys and men. Now, I know this is a lot to take in, but just open your mind and try to comprehend what I'm saying. Because another way I have been lying to all of you is that each and every one of you are dumb. I'm dumb because I'm a female as well. Our brains are not as advanced as, say, James here. And so that's why I invited James to our school. I needed to bring just one male boy student into our school environment here so I can make sure that I am responsible to training and grooming and molding a little population of girls that will understand the truths about being a woman, a young woman. Now, James and all males, young and old, are superior to all of us, including me, even though I'm the principal of this school, the leader. He is more superior than all of us. Just because he is a boy, he is male. He has male parts between his legs where you do not, I do not. So that immediately puts us beneath him. Now, all of your teachers are females. So we've spent years at the school doing things all wrong. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to get male teachers. That's not what we are doing. James is going to pretty much be the focus of our new school life. And let me just go ahead and hop into our school rules that you are very familiar with. They are changing, being tweaked just a little bit, okay? And this goes for you as well, James. Not only am I going to be responsible for training this big, huge school body of girls, I'm also going to be helping you become the man that you were born to be, okay? So, one of our first rules here in school is that we always raise our hands to speak. And that is not going to change for you girls. The only thing that's going to change is that you will also raise your hand to speak if you want to speak to James. And this will go for his teachers as well. No female should ever speak to a man or James unless he wants to be spoken to. He does not have to call on you to speak to him. There may be days or moments in his day where he doesn't want to hear our dumb mouths. And so that is that adjustment to that role. James, you will never raise your hand to speak. That is for girls. That is for weak people. You are not weak. You are a strong young man. And if you want to speak to your teachers in the middle of a lesson, you will do so. You are allowed and encouraged to do so. And if any of these girls or teachers do not raise their hand before speaking to you, they will receive severe punishment. And we'll get to the punishments later, okay? Now, our second school rule is that we always keep our hands to ourselves. That helps solve a lot of potential issues. Now, that is going to stay true to you girls. You will always keep your hands to yourself. But for James, does not apply to him at all. If James wants to grope any one of you, if he wants to put his hands on your body, he will do so. And that means anywhere. Your private parts, your bottom, your chest, anything he wants. And that goes for teachers and me as well. If James wants to put his hand up my skirt, he will. If he wants to pull down my shirt and touch my breasts, he will do so. Because he is a male. Men and boys should touch and grope whatever they want with females because we are lower than them. Girls, I want you to think of it like this. Do you know when you own an animal as a pet, you're in charge of the pet. You get to, you know, touch it whenever you want it, pet it whenever you want it. You get to punish it, tell it what to do, put it on a leash and collar. You are the one in charge. Now, just think of that like James is the owner and all of us females are his pets. He can do whatever he wants with us. And now I'm going to get a little graphic, girls, but you need to get used to it, okay? When James, like if he wants to put his fingers in your private area, the area you go pee, he can do that. Whenever he wants. He could do it to me right now. If he chose to do so, that is how deep this rule runs. He can hit you. He can slap you. He can pinch you, touch you, anything he wants. Okay, let's move on to the next rule. Our next school rule has always been be respectful. This especially stays in place for you girls, and even more so with James. You will always be respectful to James, no matter how he's acting, what he's saying to you, because he is a boy, he is a male, and he gets to do whatever he wants. And girls are supposed to be submissive, malleable, and pretty much mindless. Just good little girls. Good little girls that don't talk back and offer themselves however they need to be used, okay? Now for James, you will never owe anyone in this building respect because you are the man of the building. If you want to call, I don't know, any student, if she's too chubby for you, you are allowed to tell her and bully her so that hopefully she will improve for you and no longer be chubby. You can call her fat. If you think a student, a teacher, me, if you think we're ugly, you have the right to say so. You do not owe any female any respect. And this rule applies to our school, but it also will apply to you and to you girls. When you leave this building, these are the foundational building blocks of your life. And just because your teachers or myself are older than you, do not respect your elders, James. You treat us however you want to treat us. If we're getting on your nerves, say so. Put us in our place. And girls, that is our duty. That is our expectation. We need to always look to James and other men to put us in our place, because without them, we are nothing, okay? And now our next school rule, we always say, always try your best. Now this rule is going to change a bit. I will be honest with you girls, me and your teachers have been lying to you. We have been lying to you for years, telling you that you are capable of being anyone you want to be, do anything you want to do, that you're smart, you're capable. That's bullshit, okay? Girls, we are dumb. We do not have the brains like James does. And to be the best kind of female, it's better to be dumb. It's better to be dumb than to be smart. And your classes are going to change, but I'll get to that later. Your classes will no longer be about teaching you regular school education. We're going to be teaching you how to be good whores and good cunts. And those vocabulary words will... they'll make sense eventually. They're new words for your vocabulary that you will be expected to learn. So for girls, that rule number 4, always try your best. We're going to add a couple words at the end. Always try your best to be dumb, because that's what makes a good female student. Girls don't need to learn. Girls need to learn how to cook, clean, look sexy, groom their body that makes them look the prettiest. Things of this nature. How to best suck cock. How to turn men on. These are the things that you will be learning from here on out, okay? Now, let's go on to the next rule. Our next school rule was be kind. This applies to girls. You will be kind to James, no matter what. If he's abusing you, you will be kind. You will be respectful. James, you will never be kind to any of us. You are not expected to be respectful to any of the girls in this room, to me, to any of your teachers. Okay, and then our next school rule, our last one, we have always said to respect school property. We're gonna change this up a little bit, for you girls especially. From here on out, girls, you are school property. You are objects. You are property of this school and property of James. And James, that includes all the students, it includes me, all your teachers. We are your property, and you are never to respect us. That is never expected of you. You own us. Every single girl in this room, every teacher, every administration, including myself. And we will work more on these rules so they make sense, because I know you girls, your dumb little brains are having a hard time really grasping on, but we will make sure that these rules are enforced and learned immediately. Now, some other things are going to change with our school. Girls, you will continue to show up to school in your school uniform. Now, what we do here at school is private. Your parents don't know much about what you do, and that will stay the same. So while you're at school, we will work on hemming those skirts up so that they're a bit shorter. And if your parents happen to say anything, you just blame it on growing, getting taller. But your school uniform is completely acceptable no matter how short it is. But when you get within these school grounds, it'll be up to James how much clothing you will wear. So James, every day I will look to you to tell me if you would like everyone, even girls and teachers and principals, if you would like us to remove our tops for the day, and we will spend the whole day topless for your pleasure. If you would like every female in the building to remove their panties, that is up to you. If you would like us to just wear a top and no bottoms at all, that is fine too. If you'd like us to be completely nude all day while you're learning in every class, that is up to you, okay? So girls, you will enter school with your uniforms. You will leave school with your uniforms, but James predicts if we like keep them on. I will look to James to guide us, and when I say us, I mean us teachers and yourselves, students, what kind of panties he prefers. And we will ensure that every girl is given the chance, like if we need to order them privately, we will. Like if James wants us to all wear thongs of a certain color, we will do that. We will look to James to tell us how to look, how to act, what to wear, what not to wear. Now, I've already started making changes to the bathrooms. There will definitely not be a difference between girls' and boys' bathroom. There will be no doors in the bathroom because I've already checked with James and he has informed me that he would definitely love to watch his peers, that would be you girls and teachers, pee. So if James wants to watch you go to the bathroom, he will. And just so you know, according to Rule 2, he is allowed to touch you. He does not have to keep his hands to himself. So if you're using the bathroom and he wants to come and shove his boy parts in your mouth and touch your body, you will gladly allow him to do so. Okay? James, I want to encourage you to use any female in this building as a urinal. So if you need to pee, whether you're in the bathroom, if you're in class, if you're in the hallway, on the playground, you tell whatever bitch is around you you want to pee into, you grab them, put them on the ground, and piss inside their mouth. Whatever you want, James, you get. You will never piss into a toilet or a urinal while you're here. You will always piss into one of us, okay? Good. Now, since our curriculum is changing a bit, I have decided to remove all the books from the library and replace them with pornography. There are a ton of pornographic magazines and DVDs and videos. Girls, these will be helpful for you to learn how to be better whores, okay? You will always look to porn stars on how to act. And we'll get more in detail, and you'll have teachers that will help guide you in that direction. And for James, we want James, just, and this is part of your training, because after you leave the school, these ideas will be carried with you. Keeping men aroused, keeping men hard and horny is important. It's one of your only purposes in life. So we have to make sure that James is consistently stimulated sexually. So if any of us are not doing it for him, we will take him to the library and help him become more aroused, because most of the time, porn stars are way better than us. We always look to them. They are like our role models, different porn stars, okay? And as I mentioned, our school curriculum will be changing. We will no longer be learning reading, writing, math, history, science. None of that stuff is needed. It's a waste of time for you girls. So instead, your teachers are going to be teaching you how to be the best sluts. And what that means is how to move your body so that you get James's attention. Because you will learn that James is the center of all of our universes. All of us will want to be grabbing hold of his attention, even your teachers, okay? Our number one priority is to be chosen, is to be grabbed hold of and raped by James. That will be your number one mission every single day. So your teachers will be teaching you how to be the best little middle school sluts. Because let's be honest, you girls are way hotter than any of your teachers and myself. You have young, supple bodies that James is going to be naturally attracted to. And you have hundreds of girls in this school that are going to be vying for his attention. You will be taught how to speak to men, how to dirty talk, how to be ultimately raunchy and dumb. You girls will be receiving a lot of sex education, but way different than you've learned before. Like, we have been teaching you, we have been lying to you and saying that birth control is important, STDs, we need to worry about those. That's all false. We've definitely tried to teach you girls celibacy, but the thing is that James never, ever will be given a condom, ever. No girl in this school will take birth control. No teachers, no students. Because a condom gets in the way of his cock. He cannot feel our worthless pussies if there's a condom in the way. And one of our purposes that you will learn as females is we want to be bred. We want to take James's seed, and we hope that we become pregnant. because that'll make James feel like a man, okay? We are breeding factories for men. And while we're at this school, James is that boy. James is that man, okay? And that goes for teachers and me. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I hope to goodness that James gets me pregnant and that I'm not too old to not have a baby by him. I want to beat every one of you. And we'll see. Maybe he'll reproduce with all of us and there'll be a school full of pregnant middle schoolers. That would be amazing, along with the teachers. But anyways, sex education will look very, very different. You will learn how to properly suck his dick. You will learn about anal sex. You will learn how to look James in his eye and be able to beg for his cum and degrade yourself. Because that's another piece of this. Being a woman is all about taking abuse. Sometimes, if James is in a bad mood, he is going to want to abuse us, like punch us, slap us, rape us violently, and he will do that. And the attention is good. Even if his attention is slapping you in the face, you should be thankful that he saw you when he decided to put his hands on you. Now, I'll stop talking to you girls because I can tell I'm putting too much in your dumb little brains. But I want to talk to James here, and I want you to hear what I tell him. Now, James, I want you to stand up. Good. You are the school leader. All of us are going to look to you, James. All of us are your property. You do not ever worry about our feelings because we were born with emotions and that makes us weak. You are the man of this school. You will be expected to breed as many girls and women as you can because you are a man and you have needs. You have needs to release the cum inside of your balls, especially at your age, James. You were at peak performance of being a man. So please, please use all of us, especially the girls, as you desire. You will never get in trouble for anything. Everything you do will be worshipped. Practically, by me, by all the girls. You were expected to be completely toxic to all of us because if that's how you feel like treating us, that's what you get, James. So, James, this is just the beginning. This is the start of something incredible for you. And I hope that I have served you in a way that you are proud of me, and I will do anything. I will bend over backwards or bend over my desk and offer you my fuckholes whenever you want, James. That I am your property. Even as the principal, I will look to you for guidance, okay? So I'm going to send the girls to their class, and we're going to do a school tour, and if at any time you want to grope my floppy tits or my fat ass, please, I would be honored, James. I really would. And if you want to push me into a bathroom, stick my head in the toilet and rape me while I almost drowned, I would be thrilled, James. Okay, girls. Go get to your class, and you'll be seeing James very, very soon.